Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable, and so are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yeah, I did say love your addiction. Well, most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and oftentimes struggle to release them. Loving your addiction is being grateful for how the addictions have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are, and that is magnificent. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes? Loving eyes. Your eyes. Because as I said earlier, you are love, you are loving, and you are lovable. Many of us have forgotten that we are love and that we were created by a loving creator. I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many, many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power, and so on. Many have also forgotten that we are creators. Why have we created addictions? Well, why not? Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience life through polarities, like hot and cold, night and day, male and female. And I believe we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our God. Often, we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children, and we think there's something wrong with us. I know that there is no thing wrong with any of us. We are not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone, by ourselves. In fact, we are all sons and daughters of a benevolent Creator, and we need each other for support. So my intention is that you open your hearts, hearts wide open, and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I doubt whether anyone has dreamed of becoming the best addict he or she could be. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are, pure magnificence. Today, we are going to be looking at the fact that so many people are afraid to be called addicts. But I ask you, what does addiction really mean? What if you let go of the shame connected with the word addict and took a deeper look at whether you are addicted to something or someone? Today, we are going to explore signs of addiction and how to release that addiction easily. It's your gift to you. So if you have specific questions or comments, please call in at 516-453-9181, and we'll address them. The chat room is disabled and not available today. So again, please call in with your questions at 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs. And I ask you, how are you thinking right now? Look at your life, and it will show you your beliefs. What if it's about time to do things different? I'm saying different because our unconscious mind reacts in a different way from when I say differently, which is really grammatically correct. First, let's look at the fact that we don't like to be called addicts. That is so apparent that in the last, 20 to 30 years, we've changed the name from alcoholics and drug addicts to being chemically dependent. Now, chemically dependent sounds so much better, doesn't it? We are hysterical in our beliefs. What is there about us that makes us afraid, do you think? That we feel the need to be liked by everyone? What if we really are all one? That is, what if we are nothing more than love, playing a game with ourselves? Wouldn't that be funny? Could it be that religions have been a part of the game that we're playing? Religions attempting to help us feel tainted, imperfect, like something is wrong with us? Many religions teach us about sin, that we're sinners needing to repent. Oh, how unempowering. I know in growing up in Catholicism, I learned there are even gradations of sin. And mortal sin, that's the worst one, condemns us to hell. And who does the condemning? Well, we do, of course. We sentence ourselves to hell or to heaven. And how do we do this? We do this by our feelings and our thoughts, which combine to create our beliefs, which run our lives. Interesting to think about that, isn't it? For example, let's say, I want to give you an example of what Catholicism teaches as mortal sin. You are supposed to be married to have sex. And the church believes that marital intercourse is certainly holy, lawful, praiseworthy in itself, and profitable to society. Well, interesting. Profitable to society in what way? That it creates new beings? It creates babies? Or not? Have you ever wondered why the church teaches that. We're going to touch upon that a little bit later on. Well, let's not wait until a little bit later on. Did you know that you can reach some of the highest versions of yourself through loving sex? Does it make you wonder why the churches have made sex wrong, except in marriage, for procreation? Could it be that there is a part in their doctrine that is meant to keep us down? To make us feel like there's something wrong with us? Now, I am not knocking religions for that. I am simply asking you to think about that. Because Love Your Addiction is about you opening up to new possibilities, new ways of thinking. So, let's start creating our heavens here on earth. We don't have to wait until we die and go somewhere. We are living in heaven or hell here right now based on our feelings and our thoughts. So how do I know if I'm addicted? Well, number one, when I am addicted, I am in love with the substance, the thing, whether it be a chemical, an action, or a person. Most of us don't realize this. We like to blame drugs, but in actuality, alcohol is the most common addiction on this planet. And perhaps marijuana will become one also, simply because of the ways our laws are being changed. Some people are addicted to golf or to any other types of sports where they have to do it every weekend or every day without fail. Or they're addicted to a person and they must be with that person. How else do I know if I'm addicted? Well, I think about whatever the thing that I am focusing on, again, whether it's a chemical, action, or a person, I can't wait to be able to be with that thing when I get home from work. I can't wait to be able to be with that thing if I use it or see that person at a certain time. In other words, I am using the substance, the chemical, the action, or the person to sedate my real feelings. And you know what? Initially in an addiction, it does work to do that. And then, of course, as the addiction progresses, it gets truly out of hand. How else do I know if I'm addicted? Well, I feel that I really need it to function, that I'm really dependent upon it to feel a certain way. Now, I know a lot of people who come home after work and have to have that drink or that cocktail. They look forward to it. And when you ask them why they're using it, they'll say, it helps me to relax. Well, yeah, it does. It relaxes part of your brain. What it really does, it sedates your real feelings. And there are a lot of people who don't like quiet. They have to have the TV on. They have to be involved in talking. They shy away from quietude because when we're quiet, we can get in touch with our real feelings. We can go into our heart, and our heart speaks to us. And that scares people. That really scares an addicted person because they're running from their true feelings. How else do I know if I'm addicted? Well, I plan my life around using whatever that thing that I'm addicted to might be, whether it's alcohol, drugs, a person. And that thing becomes the primary love relationship in the addict's life. Everything else is secondary. So if you are married to an addict and you're wondering what's wrong with yourself, there is nothing wrong with you. You are secondary to whatever the addict's addiction is, because the addict, how do I know if I'm addicted? The addict emotionally withdraws. All of us on this planet, really everything on this planet, is a vibrational being. And I have made reference to this before, but David Hawkins' Power Versus Force is just a wonderful book that gives you a measurement of a map of consciousness that shows you where certain feelings vibrate. And when we are addicted, we have feelings such as shame and guilt. We don't want to admit that to anybody. We may have grief. We may have fear. We may have anger. And those are all lower vibrations that when we use our addiction, we are trying to block out. For example, if we are looking at life as misery and we are feeling shame, we are vibrating at a 20. When we feel guilt, we're vibrating at a 30. Fear at 100 and anger at 150. Those are extremely low vibrations, because a neutral vibration vibrates at 250. When we have acceptance, we go to 350. And when we have love, joy, and peace, we vibrate anywhere from 500 to 600. Very, very interesting. Okay. The bottom line in how do I know if I am addicted is that we are running from our true God selves. We are afraid of who we really are. And oftentimes that fear is taught to us through religion, in school, because in school you have to do it a certain way to be right, through our parents, or through a situation that has occurred to us when we're really a youngster. So again, bottom line in addiction is running from our true God self. Now, what do I mean about that? And some of you might be pissed off that I'm saying that, because some of you are saying, God self? How dare you? That's blasphemous. Well, yeah, some religions would teach you that that's blasphemous. However, in what can I do about my addiction? Number one, you need to recognize that you have created it. Nobody has done it to you. You are a god. So stop blaming others. Stop blaming your family. Stop blaming your hereditary line. And start understanding that you chose your parents. So you chose the type of people that they are or were to help you understand and learn something. And that is the second thing that you can do about releasing an addiction that no longer serves you. You need to recognize that you are a soul and that you came to Earth to learn and experience certain things. And maybe those things included being born into an addictive family. And maybe it included you getting hurt over the things that occurred to you as a child. What if you needed to learn compassion? Compassion for yourself and others. Third thing that you can do about it is realize that you are not powerless over your addiction. Now, AA's first step, powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. You are powerless over no thing. You are the creator of what is going on in your life. And oftentimes you co-create with another person or another organization. So that definitely is something you can do about it. Number four, get support. Find a support group, either through a treatment facility or some kind of a program that supports you and honors who you are, not one who tells you how wrong you are and how terrible you've been. You have not been terrible, and you have not been wrong. There is no right or wrong about an addiction. It's a learning tool, and you need to find others who understand that and who will share how they're learning to be who they really are so that you can remember who you really are. Now, there are many other things that you can do. I've highlighted on four things. The fifth thing, especially if you've been into drugs and alcohol, you need to detox your body. And there are many, many good detox programs. There are many good detox products, and you can go to any health food store and you can ask the people there to guide you in finding something. Now, I have focused primarily on drugs and alcohol, but there are many, many other addictions that people use to run from themselves. There is a sex addiction where someone runs from one sexual experience to another, never really investing in that experience because that would be too scary for them. There are sports addictions where people absolutely get their feelings from winning a game or get to express their negative feelings by losing a game. There is gambling, which is another addiction. There is shopping, and I could go on and on and on. But bottom line, I have given you how do you know that if you're an addict or if you're addicted, and what you can do about it. You can also go online and you can Google things like the Jelinek chart, which gives you the different stages in addiction, because there are clearly different stages. I'm not going to go into those things right now because of time constraints. You can also go on my website, which is www.beingrecovered.net, and find additional information. Love Your Addiction is really about encouraging you to bring your essence to the world, to remind yourself of your uniqueness and your greatness, and the fact that we're all one. Can you imagine everyone living in peace? It takes each of us individually to create that peace, to create that group consciousness where we can actually see it physically happening on this planet. So I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about what you are refusing to be? And I would like to add here too, addiction really does not have anything to do with, let's say, with drugs or alcohol, the amount used. There are people who are addicts. I know some school teachers who do not use any kind of drugs or alcohol during the school year, but during the summer, they are totally wasted. They are consuming every single day, and because they've been able to stop for long periods of time, the general public would say, oh, they're not addicted, they're just using right now to relax. Well, that's crap. That is simply not true. Addictions change who you are. They change your personality. They alter your brain chemistry. So if anyone has ever said to you, I don't know who you are anymore, you're so different, that's a huge red flag that there is an addiction in process. We're energetic beings, and with our emotions and our thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. So I'm asking you now, could we all take this opportunity to send love, the love that we truly are, to all addicted people and their loved ones on this planet who are all in pain, whether we recognize that pain or not? They know it's there. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. For some of you, I have shared truths that have knocked your beliefs and rocked your reality. For that, I'm glad. For that, I'm grateful. You don't have to like me. This is not about liking what I'm saying. It's about opening awareness. Please stay wrapped in your truth, in your loving, and in your truth, in your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you to contemplate. What if you started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it? And will you please step into the love that you truly are and become responsible for that love? This is Jude Albright, and I'm sending you loads of love. Bye for now, and please stay beautiful.